This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Machine ain't slowing down. Shooter Jennings bringing us in. So proud that we inspired this song. Wow. Owen Schroyer is down at the fake COVID testing center. And then after the Border Patrol brings these undocumented people there, they then take them down to the Catholic Charities in McAllen. They're going to be walking down the street coming up next segment and showing you the mythical place that thousands, I'm telling you, every NBC affiliate in the country, from New York to L.A. to ran that. It was all fake. We made it up. It was all actors. It was real. So we're going to be down there in the next few days with live feeds and Bandai video, live on the show, showing you the cars pulling up, the buses pulling up, the people in the middle envelopes just disappearing. Guys, in fact, pull me yesterday's stack. I actually have their stack right here. I'll find it. Because I want to show FBI, AP, no one's getting a background check. The people that have the kids aren't. This is smuggling. It's all illegal. But Biden waved a magic wand. Well, he doesn't have a magic wand under law. He's not a dictator, at least yet. So, Owen, you just got down there about an hour ago. What have you witnessed?
Well, we've seen a van load and a bus load be dropped off here at the first point of entry. When they get to McAllen, they go through this COVID testing center. They get processed. If they pass and they don't have COVID, they get moved to the Catholic facility. If they don't, or if they do have COVID, they stage here. Then they get picked up and taken to a hotel, which they've pretty much booked up every hotel here in McAllen for the illegal immigrants that test positive for COVID. And as I'm sitting here, there's about 30 to 40 illegal immigrants inside that facility right now being tested. Once that process is over with, they'll be released right here. They'll go down the street to the Catholic Charities. And so we're going to sit here, we're going to film this, and we're going to show that there's no staging going on. There's no dramatization that needs to happen. Anybody can come film this and witness this. So that's what we're going to be doing today and the rest of the week.
And, of course, Owen, that's a good plan to, you know, show them that they may actually keep them there. But that's not the only facility they're sending people to the Catholic Charity. And there's other facilities, other, quote, charities as well. We're just looking at one. And so they may stay in there hoping you don't videotape them. But regardless, we're going to go show it. People also ask, why do you show children's faces? Because they're being smuggled. It's illegal. That's why you put them on the backs of milk cartons and cereal boxes. They may never be seen again, Owen.
Yeah, and why are we the bad guy here? Why are we the ones under review and being questioned? It shouldn't be us. It should be the illegal immigration pipeline. That seems to be the problem here, not the journalists that are just out there filming it. If you don't want children to be on camera, don't run an illegal immigration pipeline where children are being used as the passport. That is their passport. That's why you see one-on-one, adult with child, as they walk through here, two by two, adult, child, because they know if you have a kid, that's a free pass into the United States, and then you'll get your clothes, you'll get your plane ticket, you'll get whatever you want, free housing, shelter, and it's that kid that gets you across that border.
And I want to ask your camera crew there, why don't they, while you're talking, when we come back from break, pan and show folks through the fence doing their fake testing, and then as soon as they get ready to go down to the Catholic Charity, follow them. I guarantee you there's probably like buses everywhere at the Catholic Charity right now. And I really want to get it set up, too, where we just do a broadcast in front of the Catholic Charity so people can just see what we see. Because after I left Tuesday, I had to catch a flight back to Austin. We caught more footage of people cramming kids in trunks of cars. I mean, literally, they're like, how did Jones catch this? It's like, how did I walk outside and see the sun in the sky? Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew doing a great job down there in McAllen, Texas. And I'll be joining them as well. We're going to go to Brownsville. We're going to go all over, folks, because this is the final breakdown of the U.S. This is the big globalist assault, and we are going to lay it all out. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And, of course, we're showing all this documentation and all the masked children, faces covered up so they can smuggle them. The enemy doesn't want this seen, so spread the live link. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, we are back live. Alex Jones here in the fourth hour. We'll have some border coverage for you coming up a little bit later. But first, I really want to air this piece because this is important. This is Bill Gates on record about his depopulation, about his plan, about what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen. So everybody needs to see this Bill Gates report because it lays absolutely every bit of their globalist plan out for depopulation. Here is that Bill Gates report.
One issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population.
In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
So we see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and... First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050. And so their ability to feed, educate, provide jobs, stability, protect the environment in those locations mean they're faced with an almost impossible problem. Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion, where we are today, is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
And what the developing world does not need is more children.
And I think that was the biggest aha to Bill and me when we got into this work, is we asked ourselves, of course, the same hard-nosed question you'd ask, which is, if you get into this work and you start to save these children, will women just keep overpopulating the world? And thank goodness the converse is absolutely true.
This is a very important question to get right, because it was absolutely key for me. When our foundation first started up, it was focused on reproductive health. That was the main thing we did, because I thought, you know, population growth in poor countries is the biggest problem they face. You've got to help mothers who want to limit family size have the tools and education to do that. And I thought that's the only thing that really counts. Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and
to make that trade-off in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friend. Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health, the new Superman and Wonder Woman, the super rich friends, not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless.
Apparently, one of the things they discussed was what each of them knows about what really works and what doesn't work, so they can concentrate their resources.
An epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
But did you come to reproductive issues as an intellectual?
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood. And it was very controversial to be involved with that.
My dad was head of Planned Parenthood.
The ultimate solution, the only thing that really lets us go back completely to normal and feel good about sitting in a stadium with lots of other people, is to create a vaccine and not just take care of our country, but take that vaccine out to the global population. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000 you know, people who will suffer from that.
Way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that.
The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. And, you know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose. And so, you know, to get the antibodies, some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them that are going out there. And yes, I think
you know the data better than I do. But the bill, the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there, we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think will do a good job of that, despite the pressure. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected.
But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice.
What else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is,
okay,
I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. It's the fourth hour. Drew Hernandez coming up with breaking news.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Today, 3 to 6 p.m. Owen does a great job, but I was not going to kind of direct those guys. So I said, hey, you just do your own coverage, do your own thing. And I said, you know, do a live feed. We'll post it on the front page of InfoWars.com. Because, I mean, I know about the empty COVID testing center. You've got the big Donna facility. You've got the Catholic Charity with people swarming it constantly. A four-way stop, total bedlam. Yeah, all I wanted was, hey, I'm sending a team down. Show us that four-way stop and do a live show from there. And it wasn't that. So I just said, hey, fine, you're in charge. Not a mean thing. They're in charge. What they do at the border will be covered on the war room, not here. And I hope it's important. I hope it's big. I hope it's great. But I can't have a heart attack. I can't get that upset anymore. Because then I'm like, hey, let's just pan the camera then. At least show the people in the facility. Can't do that. So I'm like, I'm out. And I love the crew. Pray for them down there. Maybe I shouldn't even go to the border. Maybe I should just give up. You know what I mean? Because this is so simple. All this is so simple to beat the globalist, isn't it? But everybody's got their own little idea about how to do things. Maybe I'm wrong. So the crew, I'm sure, will get great footage. It'll be on the war room, and that's where there'll be coverage over there. Because I can't have a heart attack here trying to cover it. And I only know that if I talk to them privately, they don't seem to hear me. So if I do it on air, maybe the communication gets across. But that's where I'm at. I mean, this is real, folks. This isn't some fake stage thing. This is real people fighting globalist takeover. We're down there alone. Almost no one else even cares. The whole country's collapsing. They got poison vaccines. They're killing everybody. And everybody just loves it. It's so fun. It's so great. Unbelievable. But they've got a lot of great investigative stuff when I was down there last week. So look for some great reports to be coming out of that. But that'll be on the war room. That's the only place you're going to see it, 3 to 6 p.m. Okay, exposed. Newly recorded footage shows the expansion of controversial Texas migrant detention center and the continued dehumanizing conditions endured by illegal immigrants inside the facility. New Project Veritas, incredible footage. And that's because there's good people inside that know what's really going on. So back in March, they first flew over, but now they've got the new footage now. We're showing that for TV viewers right now. And then we've got another big report here for you. We're going to keep this rolling, though. This is important. Hundreds testing positive for COVID after being fully vaccinated, causing major confusion. And that's just in one area. Oh, in fact, most of the folks dying of COVID later took the vaccine, they're starting to say. So here's new footage from just a few days ago. Veritas just put this out of the facility. And as you can see, it's being radically, radically expanded. And they also got aerial footage of the children sleeping out under the bridge. More footage of that. So, great job, Project Veritas, and great job, whistleblowers. Now it's up to us to go to Veritas, ProjectVeritas.com, and get that report and post it at InfoWars.com, which we're doing, and get it out. That is what this is all about. And we're scheduled next week, next Monday, to have James O'Keefe, one of my heroes, in studio with us. And it's like, I don't think James O'Keefe and his crew gets enough credit. I mean, they are just kicking ass. They're working so hard. They get sued. They get harassed. He gets arrested. They indicted him for, you know, showing that the feds were committing crimes. But he got, you know, obviously defeated that. He didn't get out of it. He defeated it. And that's what this is all about. Because this is a crazy, crazy, crazy time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. It is a crazy time. And it's those that want to take the world over and have a scientific dictatorship and program every facet of our lives. It's their time. They think it's their big move against us. Well, Drew Hernandez first cut his teeth and made his bones politically with all the incredible footage he shot in Kenosha and other areas of Minnesota. Well, he's back at it again. He's joining us. I say, anytime you got breaking news, call us. Well, he fired the bat signal. He'll be joining us coming up next segment. But this big story, hundreds testing positive for COVID after being fully vaccinated, American can trust that Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, the WHO, and the CDC were all promised a vaccine was a routine normality. However, across the country, stories are emerging, casting doubt on vaccine's effectiveness. It's not hundreds, it's tens of thousands. It's people are still testing positive for COVID days, weeks, and months after being vaccinated. In fact, they're dying from COVID. The rash of so-called breakthrough cases, which we always knew, we told you with experts a year ago, you can't do it for the common cold, are instances in which vaccinated individuals still contact the virus, are throwing a wrench in the vaccine efficiency epicy narrative. In Washington State, more than 100 people tested positive for COVID despite taking full vaccine doses over 2 weeks prior. And, oh, the drug company said that wasn't the case. In Michigan, 246 people out of the state's 1.7 million vaccinated have tested positive for COVID. In Minnesota, more than 1.8 million Minnesotans have revealed that one vaccine dose, reports Care 11, the Minnesota Department of Health has identified 222 vaccine breakthrough cases. In Houston, the city health department reports that over 100 people have tested positive for the virus even after being fully vaccinated. It's all a scam, folks. It goes on and on. It's all page after page of this. It's all based on a fraudulent PCR. They picked a cold virus because you can never not stop it. He goes on and on and on and on and on, and it's all a lie. And then more and more vaccines and more checks and more controls and more checkpoints and more microchips. And just all of it is a worldwide cashless society, mark of the beast control system that we're not telling you is coming. It's here. And so I'm deep down frustrated and pissed. And just frustrated with the border collapse and frustrated with the mark of the beast. And I know you are as well. So we've all got to not get angry and have heart attacks. I'm telling myself that. Personally, like maybe I shouldn't even go to the board. Maybe I should just take off a week and not. Maybe you should take off a week from this. You know, we sit here and beat our brains out all day caring about fighting evil and caring about reality and trying to be engaged and involved and trying to be fastidious and everything. But maybe that's too extreme. You know, other than a zombie doesn't even care and they're jellyfish and giving over to great delusion, but they seem to be happy. They're getting killed. You know, they don't have any freedom, but you know, they're not alive. What is it like to be dead like them and not care? It must be horrible. So, actually, I'm glad I'm alive and I'm glad I care. It's just that there's got to be some type of balance to this. And we should do shows this week where we just open the phones up for 4 hours and change the subject and ask ourselves, how do you stay sane? How do you cope with this? How do you deal with this? With this total overthrow of reality, this total satanic takeover, devil worship everywhere, pedophilia everywhere, death everywhere, them killing us, them lying to us and trying to cause race wars everywhere, when all we want is fellow love for each other, and the bad guys are CNN, knowing what they're doing, sticking the knife in, putting salt in the wound. It's just mind-blowing. Because, you know, my spirit's willing, my flesh is weak. Because I don't want to blow up on air. I don't want to get mad, but they're on TV going, oh, here's little blue, little green octopuses we're going to put in you that are nano chips that'll track you. Oh, it's so liberal. But Alex Jones is a liar. No one wants to put chips in you. It's just like, you know, oh, Joy Reid's going to wear two masks and even I'm being vaccinated. Because it's a cult of freakazoids paid to lie to you. And we got this footage I'll play next segment of the Justice Department official. Doesn't have his mask on. Puts it on, gets up on stage, takes it off. And then Twitter banned the video just to cover their ass, to cover their fraud, to cover their lie, to gaslight us. Why would anybody go along with this? Why are so many of our fellow humans participating in their own destruction? Why are people so unconscious? We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future.
But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Minnesota riots, Kenosha riots, riots all over. He covered the border. We saw him down there last week with all that craziness. And he's got breaking news for us right now. Investigative journalist Drew Hernandez, thanks for joining us.
What's going on, Alex? Thanks for having me.
Well, you were telling us you got breaking news. We know you always break big news. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone can see by now just exactly what's taking place in Minneapolis. Riots are breaking out literally all last night. The looting is starting all over again. I'm pretty sure we're going to start to see some burning buildings in the upcoming days. The body cam footage has been released. And like always, Alex, BLM, Black Lives Matter, they don't want to wait for evidence. They don't want to wait for the body cam footage. All of their activists, they start getting riled up on the scene. They don't even wait for what's taking place actually in real time, because now it's come to find out that the guy that actually was shot and killed had warrants for his arrest. Literally, the police were trying to apprehend him, trying to arrest him on the spot. He tries to get back into his car and drive off, and then the officer, actually mistaken, she believed she had a taser in her hand, actually had her gun in her hand, and shot him. But the fact of the matter is, don't resist arrest, because when you're doing something like that, these are the kinds of things that happen, and Black Lives Matter just doesn't wait. They don't want the evidence. They don't want the body cam footage. They just immediately mobilize and start looting buildings. And even one of the businesses that got looted last night, Alex, was actually Asian-owned. So, I mean, this is just a mess. It's going to continue to get worse, and I think we're going to see a lot more horrific things coming out of Minneapolis, especially with the Chauvin case that's going to conclude very soon.
Why do you think CNN, the globalists, and the WikiLeaks want racial division? Is it just a distraction from Apple running death camps? Or, I mean, what is it? Why do they keep doing this and then covering up and defending, really bad elements of society going around and robbing the local beauty salon, the local liquor store, the local tennis shoe shop, Target, pizza places? I mean, this is ridiculous.
I mean, I can tell you, Alex, why Black Lives Matter wants this, especially the founders and co-founders. She's spending millions of dollars. She's racking in millions of dollars, Alex, spending millions on mansions, estates across the United States of America. These are the same people, Alex, that are running around with Marxist communist ideology saying, we all need equality, especially financially. But every time a black person dies, BLM gets paid. Every time a black person gets shot by a cop, BLM gets paid millions. That's on record. That's a fact. That's their brand, Alex. That is literally their niche. That is what they do. Their brand is black people getting shot by cops, because now it's on record that BLM founders and co-founders are spending millions of dollars on mansions while they preach to us, Alex, that, black people are financially and systemically
oppressed. Sure, and then you have this big giant riot, in California and Minnesota. Then another black guy gets killed brandishing a gun. And then, thank God, it just creates the self-fulfilling prophecy, because then all the white liberals will then donate money, $10.6 billion, to these three women that are building private airports.
Yeah, well, at the same time, they preach to us that black people are financially suppressed, they're systemically oppressed, and that they're not having any success in the United States of America. Their Marxist ideology makes no sense. They need a capitalist system in order to thrive and succeed, because they say they want utopia for all, they want equality for all, when they're literally stuffing their pockets. Listen, even their BLM activists, Alex, they have autonomous zones across the United States of America. Some of these autonomous zones, especially BLM Plaza in D.C., is rat-infested. It's disgusting. The living quarters people are living there, while BLM founders are sitting high and mighty in million-dollar estates while they're just racking in millions of dollars, while their useful idiots are just sleeping on streets thinking that they're ushering in the New World Order in utopia. These people are getting played. It's a scam. The United States of America needs to wake up to this garbage.
I agree. What about the paradox? Because you've been tracking all this. Your Twitter's full of amazing footage. I haven't seen it anywhere else. Of churches in Europe, in Asia, in Canada, the U.S., all shut down, but Walmart, the topless bars are open. But then when Black Lives Matter marches and burns some stuff down, they go, statistics show that helped fight COVID. That was a real fake study they had. I mean, it's just none of it holds water.
I think it's as simple as this, Alex. I mean, they don't want any type of righteous law. They are legalizing criminal activity, and they are criminalizing righteousness. That is exactly what they want. This is all about power and control. They know what they're doing is wrong. Don't be mistaken. And I'm not talking to you, Alex, the viewers. Don't think that these people don't know that they're hypocrites, and they're not aware that what they're doing is 100% a double standard. They know, but they don't care, because this is about power. It's about control.
You're right. It's all a big joke. It's all a big joke to them.
Absolutely. And they want to control us. Whatever their form of religion is, or whatever they declare is truth, whatever their relative minds declares is acceptable in society, that is what they will go with. And this is why people are trying to wrap their minds around, like, what about the Capitol riot on January 6th? Everyone on the left, all these left-leaning journals, they mobilized immediately, became PIs working hand-in-hand with the FBI when they were defund the police all 2020. Where are they now? They're nowhere to be found because it doesn't matter. It's what their narrative is. If they want to target right-wingers, conservatives, or centrists, they will do so even at the expense of their morality or literally their hypocrisy. They don't care. It's literally a polarized information war, and that is what they are doing. And honestly, Alex, they are literally winning in the mainstream media because people buy into this stuff. They want to accept the reality that Black Lives Matter is a scam because what they are doing is making millions of dollars every time a black person is shot by a cop, and they try to preach to us that black people are financially oppressed when they're living in mansions. Who believes this at this point, Alex? It's a scam. People need to wake the hell up. They're liars. It's not real. It's 100% fake and fraudulent, and they're using black people in order to stuff their profits. Actually, I take that back. They're using dead shot black people to stuff their pockets with millions of dollars, especially.
Well, the only thing you're wrong about, Drew Hernandez, is it's billion, 10.6 billion to Black Lives Matter, these billion. Three women. And the headlines are wrong. They found one $1.5 million house. Now they found four more worth tens of millions and private air runways. I mean, this woman's got private jets, everything in the whitest neighborhoods anywhere in America.
Yeah. Well, we're told that they're financially oppressed and black people are living in horrible situations, which, might I add, is like, listen, I'm just going to say this to the black community. Honestly, for a lot of these communities that are torn, that are worn, that are literally living in poverty, I don't think it's smart. You guys are literally being gaslit in order to destroy your own communities even further. What this organization does and these political-leaning people do, especially the mainstream media, CNN wants you to act wild. CNN wants you to go werewolf and act wild in your own community. They want you because it's good for clicks. It's good for optics. They want your communities to do this to yourselves. So don't sit here and tell us that, oh, you're living in such bad situations. Your communities are literally dying because of ghetto and poverty policies. Maybe right now the idea for the black community isn't to continue to further rip their own communities apart. Maybe right now they should wake up to the reality that they are being used. They are being used even by their own people.
Well, that's the thing. They're Marxist-Leninists that say they want to get rid of the nuclear family. They want black men to be trans and that all white people are the devil and need to be basically eradicated. And then they move into the most rich white neighborhoods they can with private airfields in their yard.
Because it's a scam.
Nobody doesn't know how much that costs, folks. I mean, that is insane.
It is literally a scam. I think that's where it falls in the terms and the context of Black Lives Matter. They are being used. The black community is literally being hustled. The black community is being finessed. The black community is being manipulated. The black community, especially left-leaning blacks right now, are being used to usher in, like a Trojan horse, communism into the United States of America, while the founders are leveraging and utilizing a capitalist system while trying to preach to us communism. When are people going to wake up? This is who they are. It's 100% hypocrisy. And all I have to say to the American people right now, especially the black community, is stop supporting them. Stop thinking.
Listen, you're absolutely right, Drew, that at a tertiary level, blacks are supporting Black Lives Matter. Some of them are. But it's mainly white liberals that gave $10.6 billion to these women. I mean, that
absolutely.
That's who, like, that's cuts a check. You know, right. It was big pharma and big tech. I mean, hell, Apple gave $100 million to it. So these women can have all private jets. And it's great if she's got a private jet for a computer program or a book she wrote or whatever. But no, it's off of, oh, America sucks so bad. And then she's got five mansions and private fields.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep letter, license, and all 56, and all consumer access, number 330.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Infowars.com on my little devilish iPhone, and I saw a whole bunch of kids pile out of the back of a bus and go to the so-called Catholic charity, and soon they'll come piling out, and they'll get loaded in the back of a car, the back of a trunk. So there's your webcam live at Infowars.com of what's going on. What I wanted to do was have Owen and crew right there, so when people got off and people came out, we would have the footage, because that's right where I stopped the car just the other day that they said last week was fake and all the rest of it. Yeah, you're going to see how fake it is. Because we got a live feed of it at Infowars.com, and we're trying to have it going like 14 hours a day or so during the daylight. So there you go. Great job, the crew. And we'll see tomorrow if I can get the crew down there so I can actually interview them in front of it. But I may just have to go down there myself. Anyways, going back to Drew Hernandez. Drew, you were there. This is a bigger story than just you and I, because you were already been at the Texas border. You said you were going back. You said, hey, I'm going to be down there next weekend. I said, that's funny. We're going there. Owen and crew had just been there, did a great job. I went down there, I ran into you five or six times. I guess you were at the same spots I was, the Donna facility over there. What did you see the times I wasn't with you? Because I only ran into you a few times. What else did you witness? Because I saw crazy stuff every time I was with you or ran into you. What did you see when you were down there and weren't with us?
I think the main story here is how organized this all is. Because, I mean, when you follow this whole – it's systematic, Alex. When you follow this whole chain, there's a link into every single one of these chains. And when you follow it, as you see these buses literally coming from the middle, the United States side, when they get apprehended at the border down at Mexico where the makeshift detention camp is, you see these buses literally come in through the incomplete border while the gates are completely open. That same bus goes all the way to the migrant COVID-19 testing facility. They drop them off because as I was looking at my footage, I took a look at the buses and you could see the bus numbers literally on them. The same bus that came from that makeshift detention camp is the same bus that is dropping people off at the migrant COVID-19 testing facility, which is literally like right down the street from that so-called Catholic charity. So I think what people need to understand is this is extremely organized. It's not like it's just happening. They're just shooting from the hip. They're just trying to get this done. The administration has this seriously organized. And the Border Patrol would I've been having conversations with some Border Patrol about this so-called Catholic charity. A lot of people hate them, actually.
By the way, they don't look like any Catholic thing I've ever seen. It's these women with devil tattoos all over them, and they take the women's cell phones away, and there's dudes in there shopping for women. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, so Border Patrol, actually, when I talked to them about this particular organization, they actually called it an NGO, a non-government organization. So
that's right. It's not a Catholic charity. It's registered as a UN NGO. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. It's an NGO. There's no accountability. There's no oversight. They're literally not vetting if these people are actually families. They don't know if they're actually related. These kids could possibly be even belonging to somebody else. And I mean, let me make this point because people are like, oh, you disrupted migrant mothers. You disrupted them from being transported to a safe place. It is not safe. It is 100% illegal to be stuffing children into the back of a hatchback without any seats. People are, I mean, even the article.
And right, the FBI waives the background checks. And Biden's waived the law. He can't do that. He could do an executive order, then the courts might overturn it, but he needs to have a law. Imagine if Trump was doing something like this. Imagine if Trump was trying to black out the sun like Bill Gates. Imagine if Trump was trying to wave kids through and just give them to smugglers.
Yeah, I mean, what were they calling it just a couple years ago, Alex? You had AOC saying that these are concentration camps, comparing it literally to Nazi 1945 Jews literally stuffed into concentration camps to be gassed, to be put in a lineup and shot, to be incinerated. That was the rhetoric just a couple years ago. But now it was only because of Trump. But now they're literally stuffing kids into the back of cars without any government oversight. They're claiming there's oversight, but these are NGOs. What people need to understand is that these are non-government entities, and what they're doing is literally doing it without any accountability. So we have no idea what's going on. Listen, if we go and interview one of these people working for these organizations and we ask them, do you even know if these are families? Do you even have the ability to vet these people? Do you even know who they are? They'll say no, 100%. That's why they won't talk to anybody. That's why they won't talk to us. I literally asked her in request for a comment, and all I got was a door shut in my face. And I'm the bad guy, and we're the bad guys, Alex, when we're just trying to find out where they're taking kids being stuffed into the back of a car without any seats to, without any government oversight. Does that exemplify what the Biden administration is doing? I would probably say yes. Because they're reckless. There's no justifying that. Even the article they requested from the charity, they asked her, whatever her name is, they asked her, oh, and that about the seatbelts thing? Yeah, it shouldn't have even happened. It wasn't even about seatbelts, Alex. The kids didn't even have seats. No seats. And somehow that's okay.
It just shows how they devalue these people. And I'm going to play a clip right now since you mentioned it. This is from Saturday's show that did get about 500,000 views, but it should have, again, 10 million views. And this is a clip 8, creepy bald guy. So we had a current law enforcement lady, senior law enforcement. She went inside from a nearby area. I'll leave it at that. She goes in and comes out and says, hey, he's in there picking out women, single women he wants to take back to Pennsylvania. He comes out to follow her, runs into our security guys, and admits it on video. The audio isn't the best because they swung the camera around at hip level to catch this guy. But that's how crazy all of this is. And then unaccompanied babies with a woman that works there, handing them off to other people at the airport. No documents are looked at. Our crew did a great job the day after I left. They did a great job when I was there, but the day after, my God, they like knocked you out of the park with all this footage. And so let's play clip 7 first. I'll narrate for TV viewers. This is the illegal aliens being brought through and allowed on the planes without showing their documentation. The first woman shows it, and nobody else. And then we have the baby being handed off. Then we have clip 8. This guy follows this woman out that was talking to women in Spanish, this police officer. I'll leave it at that. And he runs into our security people and starts trying to explain to them while he sniffs them like a demon. And this is very wolf-like. So play clip 7 and then clip 8.
So now instead of going through the normal TSA checkpoint that would usually be manned by a TSA person, as you can see, it's manned by a Border Patrol agent, who is then, as you can see, looking at those documents. And as you can see, there's no passport. There's no government-issued ID. It is just a Border Patrol packet that's been put together. And with that packet alone, they will be allowed to pass through security and fly into the United States of America, destination city of their choice. Obviously, McAllen is the United States of America, but they are now being allowed to continue on into the interior of the United States.
And now they just wave everybody through.
Again, if that was you or me, ladies and gentlemen, the first person of contact would be a TSA person that we come in contact with. But here's a Border Patrol agent, because we have to facilitate them getting through the checkpoint without government-issued ID. And that's what the Border Patrol agent is here to do. And it's not his fault. These are the orders he's been given from his superiors in the Border Patrol and from the Department of Homeland Security. This is the approach that the Biden administration has chosen to take to sit there and deal with the migrant crisis on our U.S. border. No deportations anymore, folks. This is a free ticket into the United States of America.
And there he is. He just starts waving people through by then. You saw that. And then here's the next clip. We don't have time to play it all because this show's over. Owen's coming up with his live coverage from the border. And he's in charge of that, so I'm sure it'll be interesting. But here's this guy. Look at this.
And we're not in control of that. We can't stop this. So we can either pay for it or pay for it. That's the way I look at it.
We'll pay for it.
I know. That's what I'm trying. I mean, because we're stuck paying for it. One way or another.
Yeah, but they feel privileged. They feel entitled. And after speaking to people in there, they're not. They don't care to clean up after themselves. Y'all Americans are free, and they don't care. They
But they got to work. All right, Drew Hernandez, join us again in the next few days. People can follow you on Twitter and so much more. Thank you so much for the time, buddy. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, War Room's coming up live from the border. Owen Schroyer, we'll see what's about to happen. We've also got that live cam in front of the so-called Catholic Charities. It's a UN NGO. That live feed is also up on InfoWars.com. I wanted to have Owen at that live feed for you to go confront the buses and stuff. Maybe that's coming up. I'm not sure. So it should be interesting on the War Room coming up. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.